Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Dundas has had a lot going on for the last several years, Mayor Glenn Switzer commented.
With the theater coming in, the traffic and all of that's doing well. And so we'll start to see some more things pop up on that. The downtown is really exciting.
Something else he's looking forward to using is the regional trail.
That is really going to be exciting to see this spring when that opens up and when the two communities can just, you know, it's a 7-mile loop and that's a perfect little thing. I know we're going to be coming into Northfield to do things on the trail, and Northfield's really coming down to Dundas.
Switzer said he does have some concerns about the proposed high-end car track on the other side of County Road 1, adding,
so we had a developer show up and say that they were going to put 300 houses in a gated community out in the county and race cars, and we're like, wait a minute, and we haven't heard anything, so I think there's something happening out there.
Well, it would not be located in Dundas.
That's a city, and that's a city out in the middle of the county, and then we start talking about all those other little things that affect it, from policing it, from providing fire and service, from the other essential services that need to happen out there, and so I just want to make sure that everybody's involved in understanding how that can affect and change Rice County.
He's concerned about maintaining the rural feel and making sure everything's out in the open. Random Acts of Kindness Week started yesterday. Northfield Shares Executive Director Mike Krantz explains that it's a worldwide celebration of kindness spearheaded by the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation.
They really work to provide resources and tools to people so they can perform random acts of kindness.
You can find those on northfieldshares.org.
We've got a week-long outline with themes, quotes, and daily kindness ideas. We've got a list of 50 kindness ideas right on that webpage.
Walk by KYMN Studios this week and you'll see a tip for each day of the week. They also have the Moo Game.
We'd love to see these Moo signs all over the place because that means people are paying it forward and just doing some small thing for other people.
These don't have to take money or much time either. Today's theme is Be Kind to a Stranger. The quote is, a kind and compassionate act is often its own reward. Mary Lynn Oglesby said it's really an awareness of one another. The new Stanton Flight of Civil Air Patrol held a one-year anniversary open house on January 30th. Captain Randall Knox reports the event was very well attended, exceeding their expectations, with an estimated 80 guests. Colonel James Garloff, Minnesota Civil Air Patrol Wing Commander, presented the official unit charter to Flight Commander Second Lieutenant Jeffrey Rizak, making the Stanton Flight the 23rd Civil Air Patrol component in Minnesota. Guests were able to view exhibits showcasing the aerospace education, cadet programs, and emergency services missions. Cadets and senior members answered questions about summer encampment, honor guard, flight training, rocketry, and more. The full press release and pictures are on kymnradio.net. And nominations are now being accepted for the 2018 Northfield High School Distinguished Alumnus Award. Your nominee must have graduated at least 10 years ago and have a distinguished career in service, vocation, or avocation to their community, society, or humanity. Nominations will be accepted through February 23rd. Forms are available in the high school office or by calling 663-0630. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.